Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, October the 3rd, 2025. 19 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan on this Getaway Friday. First Friday in the month of October. And away we go. What a night it was last night. We talked about that a lot today. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you're out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I guess the big news today was P. Diddy got 4 years in prison.
Let's go.
But do people care? I mean, that trial was very...
I don't know if they still do.
That trial was very... I mean, it was covered, but not... It wasn't a big deal.
I think after they dropped the charges to a point where it was... I don't know what he was looking at before, but it was a lot more than whatever he was sentenced to. 4 years, I think, and then some odd months.
Well, I think 4 years is enough. 50 months, I think, is how long it is.
Enough?
For anybody. I don't think anybody wants to go to prison.
Well, nobody wants to go to prison, but then you don't do bad things. That's why you don't do bad things. It's punishment. Now, if they tell you that... Now, they try to sell it as... I don't want to say re-education, because that has bad connotation. I can't think of the word, though. But yeah, I mean, it's supposed to like reintegrate you into society as a functioning member. It's punishment. Don't let them lie to you. It does none of that. It's punishment.
Well, yeah, I think it's punishment.
Well, yeah, but it's supposed to like I said, it's supposed to like put you back out into society as a functioning member. But no, it's just a punishment.
Well, I don't know. I think they hope you don't want to go back.
But I don't know. We have one of the highest incarceration rates I was going to say in the United States, but that's pretty dumb, isn't it?
I don't think for the life that P. Diddy leads that he wants to go to prison at all.
Oh well, no, probably not. As a matter of fact, I think P. Diddy's going to have to bribe some people to protect him.
I just don't understand. Why? I don't know. That story...
How much do you know about the...
Not much.
Oh, he should have got more than 4 years. I don't want
to... Well, he might have. I mean, I know what the charges were, but I just, you know, is this somebody that I care about? Probably not. And that's why I think, for some reason, he was not somebody who was able to garner a lot of attention. This did not make a lot of newspapers.
Did he?
Yeah. It just didn't. And I don't know why.
P. Diddy made, I mean, I don't know, the AP had a live following it for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, all the way up until they dropped
I look at the Dispatch, I look at the USA Today, and I look at the Marion Star almost every day. And that, when something dramatic would happen, like the verdict or the sentencing, it's there. Other than that, not covered hardly at all.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, after the major charges were dropped... It was pretty good and well not covered anymore.
So I don't think it's of interest to people. I don't think people really care. I don't think he's a person who had broad appeal.
Well, I mean, I disagree. He was a billionaire.
Well, there's a lot of billionaires that nobody care about.
No. Well, that we don't care about?
Don't even know.
Yeah, but they make stuff. P. Diddy made music. You don't become a
billionaire. That's what I'm saying.
You don't become a billionaire making music and not get nothing.
Right. You would think a celebrity would have had more. It would have been a more dramatic thing. Like when Bill Cosby went to television, went to prison, that was dramatic.
I will say, I don't know the whole background of P. I'm not gonna like lie to you. I don't know even if he still made music up until he was. I don't know that, but he was big back in the day. But he, I don't even know if he makes music, like I said. I'm pretty sure he just owns a record label now or something.
Got me.
Yeah. I mean, he's not really relevant anymore up until, the charges dropped. Just because of what they found in his house, really, it was just people just were dumbfounded.
You know, people probably consume more music than other things, but the artists are not... Scene. like movie stars or television stars.
Oh, you're right. There's a lot of songs I know that I don't know the name or artist to.
Yeah, I think that's why he's not a thing for people.
So, yeah.
So, you know, 4 years, okay. It wasn't like something I thought, wow, got to cover that.
Well, I don't know. It, like I said, it was big when it first dropped, but then it dropped. News cycles are brutal, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. That's why I think Tim Ryan is not announcing he's running. I don't think he wants to be caught up in the government shutdown news cycle.
Yeah, news cycles are rough.
I mean, can you blame him? Why in the world would you want to announce that the day that the government's going to shut down?
When did he set this deadline? He set this deadline...
End of September.
Well, no. But did he set the deadline before or after they passed the temporary extension?
After.
So he knew this was gonna be the deadline.
I don't think he knew they were gonna shut it down. I don't think
I don't think he knew they were gonna shut it down. But he knew this was gonna be the deadline. He had to have known that was gonna be at least.
Well, I think he knew he had to do
possible option.
How he was stuck because he had Sherrod Brown and not making his announcement. I think in July. Well, I've got to get in this thing by a certain point. So I think you set the best deadline you can. And you don't think about something like that. You don't think, well, okay, what could be going on October 1st?
Well, I mean, that's right.
So just the way it came down.
I mean, but I don't know. It's rough. But why? I mean, you could have set it for October 30th. I mean, I don't know. It's late. I mean, that's pretty late in the season, I guess.
I don't know. I don't understand. You know, I was watching a little bit of that today because I did not watch anything yesterday. And what I wrote it. I got this. There was a news story today about J.D. Vance in a press conference. I think this was yesterday. Said that the...
Oh, this is a surprise press conference?
Well, was it? I don't know if it was a surprise or not.
Oh, I don't know. What'd he say?
No, he was just talking about the government shutdown. And he said that the Hakeem Jeffries sombrero memes would stop when the shutdown's over.
What?
The president's been tweeting out...
Sombrero memes.
Sombrero memes, yes.
Okay, well, this is not... I don't know. I saw an article that said that he had some... surprise press conference, but that was like the very like the
maybe that was it. I don't know.
That was like the day the shutdown happened. I don't know when that was said. It might have been in there somewhere. I didn't listen to or read the article. I was
well. The president has tweeted out two memes with him wearing a sombrero.
That's funny. I like it.
Well, but people have said it's racist.
Is it
because Hakeem Jeffries is not a white man?
Oh well, I mean. I mean, I don't know. I think it would be funny either way. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess if he did it with racist intent, I don't know that it'd be funny. But like if he was a white guy, I mean, it'd be funny nonetheless. I think it's funny.
Is it? What does it mean?
I don't even know
what it means.
I don't know. It's just that.
I gotta know what something means to make it. Why is that fun? What is funny?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't like think...
Okay, what does a sombrero have to do?
You're thinking too deeply about it. I would just look at it and then see...
I don't even know. Just somebody wearing a sombrero is funny?
I would just see the image. Well, no, I assume it's photoshopped.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's funny?
I mean, I'd assume it's out of place, which makes it funny.
Oh. No, that don't make me laugh.
I mean, I wouldn't like think too deeply about it. I'd see Hakeem Jeffries in a sombrero or literally anybody in a sombrero. And I'd be like, okay, and then I'd go on past it.
Well, if you just look at everything, you don't know anything, do you? I'm confused. If I'm just okay, if I'm looking at something and I don't think about it, then nothing means anything.
I don't think a picture of a dude in a sombrero is supposed to mean anything.
I do, because it's during the shutdown, and I think it's tied to illegal immigration. Which is what the president is pushing that the shutdown's all about. Medical insurance for illegals.
But it's not.
No, but that's what they keep saying.
Okay.
So that's why people felt it was racist.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's funny.
Well, I think people do laugh at racism. I think people do laugh at anti-Semitic remarks. Well, I mean, like, people laugh at that.
Put a sombrero on anybody in Congress and still show me a meme. It's just out of place. Like, I don't know. It's just funny.
Why is a sombrero funny?
It's just out of, like, you can put a cat on their head. It doesn't matter. It's funny. Because it's out of place.
Oh. That wouldn't do anything for me.
I wouldn't think...
Put a cat on somebody's head wouldn't do anything for me either.
Like, imagine you see, man, I can't think of the guy's name. The one who gave the speech. Anyways, I was gonna say they gave the 22-hour speech or whatever, but I can't think of his name.
Cory Booker.
Yes, Cory. See, like imagine Cory Booker up
by
there.
By Friday night, you're always a little step off, aren't you?
sometimes. That's why I got two energy drinks tonight. But Cory Booker. And so imagine him up there at the podium, you know, giving his 22-hour speech, but, like, it's just a picture of him, like mid-speech with, like, his arm out or something, and he's got just like a Photoshopped cat on his head. I'd be like, what? And then I'd probably go on past it, because I don't think you're supposed to. I mean, like, it's not, I don't know. It's not deep. It's just a picture of Cory Booker with a cat on his head.
Okay. I don't know. It's just not funny to me.
I mean, I guess it, I don't know. I mean, I mean, no. If people think it's racist, then by all means, what people think is their reality, I guess, go for it.
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, see, now this is where it's one of those topics where I think you've missed the point again. I think the car drove by. We weren't really. There was no discussion
in
there.
So I'm confused. What's the question here?
This is where I think by Friday night things have always went downhill with me.
Okay.
I don't think it's for us to judge. Is the image racist? That was not in that question.
You brought it up.
No, you brought it up. You said, why is that racist?
You brought it up.
What I brought up is J.D. Vance in a press conference said that the Hakeem Jeffries sombrero pictures would stop the memes if the shutdown was over.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
And then
you went on, for some reason you got ramped up about the sombrero meme.
Well, because it was funny. And then you asked me
I don't think anybody said it was funny. I didn't say it was funny.
I said it was funny.
Right. So you went completely to, that had nothing to do with what I was asking.
The fact that it was funny?
Who said it's funny? That's why I'm confused.
I said it was funny.
Who said it's funny in this question?
Not in the question.
Do you understand what the question is? Which you have not answered yet.
No, I guess I don't.
Oh my God.
Okay, one more time. Okay.
J.D. Vance said in a press conference that the Hakeem Jeffries sombrero memes will stop when the shutdown is over. Is this what a vice president should be doing in a press conference during a government shutdown?
No, I mean,
that's where this conversation started.
I don't know. I just said that the memes were funny, and you asked me why they were funny. But anyways, beyond that.
Okay. No, I did not ask you. I didn't even bring it up. You brought up the meme. I just brought it up as part of the story.
And I said it was funny.
Yeah. I said, why is that funny?
Yeah, see?
But what's that have to do with the question I asked?
Nothing. Okay, I'll answer the question now. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, God.
All right. I think the president and vice president probably have more pressing things to do during a government shutdown than to be on stage.
I think you're a little arch on politics. I think we ought to get away from politics. I think you're a little arch on these things.
What do you mean?
I think you concentrate on things that are not the point.
Well, I was just...
Like, whether or not it's racist, somebody can come up with that. I don't know. I don't think I said it was racist in the thing.
Well,
we had to go down the tube of, why is a sombrero funny?
But you said some people felt it was racist because Hakeem Jeffries was not... Yeah.
They did.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think that was the issue here.
All right.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Anyway, Pope Leo has said if you are pro-life, then you should be anti-death penalty and not for inhumane treatment of immigrants. He said it's inconsistent. So the new pope making statements.
I think the new pope has been making statements. I've seen a whole lot of statements.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
How do you feel about this one?
The pope?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't, you know, he's an American pope. I think that's pretty cool. I don't think there's never been an American pope, so I think that's pretty neat. I'm aware, before he was pope, he had a Twitter. He might still have a Twitter. I don't know. He might have got a new Twitter. But he posted a lot of things about immigration and whatnot, so.
Well, see, I think this is more about consistency.
Probably. I mean, that's what he mentioned, didn't it?
But this is, you know, it's not what most people feel. I've always said a lot of people get in trouble by saying they're pro-life and then being for the death penalty. That's a hard position for a lot of people to explain, even if they feel that way.
I mean, I think it's pretty, I mean, I think that it's simply explained, like, I feel like we've had this conversation before, but okay.
Well, the Pope said it. That's why we're having it again.
The pro-life?
Yeah, here we go again!
What? I think I might be losing my mind.
I think you might. It's getting there tonight.
Because he was talking about immigration.
No.
What?
No. Pope Leo has said, if you are pro-life, you should be anti-death penalty and not for the inhumane treatment of immigrants. That those two thoughts are not consistent.
Yeah, he brought up immigration.
Right, but he also brought up death penalty. He's saying that you cannot be pro-life and for the death penalty. Or for the inhumane treatment of immigrants.
Now, inhumane treatment of immigrants, I can understand that one if you're pro-life. Okay. Or wait. Yeah, because, I mean, you're still pro-life. But, I mean, I think that as far as the death penalty goes, I mean, I think that it's generally argued that if you're pro-life, a fetus, I suppose, is, I guess, already a baby, just an unborn child, as they would put it. And that it has done nothing to nobody, and therefore should not be harmed, while, I guess, a murderer should be murdered because murderers killed people, so people who killed people should be killed.
Yeah, but isn't the stance of pro-life, every life is a human, every human's a life?
Yeah, but bad people kill people.
Okay, but we should not take a life, is their whole stance.
But I think their stance is.
So is there an unless in there?
I guess. I mean, like, because.
But it's not phrased that way.
Because you know, I mean, if you support the death penalty, it's. I mean, I'm pretty sure the death penalty stance is.
But no, I'm
simply.
Death penalty is different.
You should be killed. It's,
but
it's
that's
something
not.
Like that.
But that's not what they say when they're talking about abortion. They don't say, "I'm pro-life unless." That's not how it goes.
I'm pro-life unless you kill somebody.
I guess. Is that it?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think that's what the Pope's saying.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't even sound like. It's not the same because people who kill people should be killed. Those are not.
But who says that?
People who kill people should be killed.
Yeah, where does that come from?
I'm pretty sure that is it's like a simplified stance of the death penalty.
No, but I'm saying who says that? I mean, what are you relying on for that? Where's that come down from?
Who, as in, like, what? Like, where did I get it from?
Well, I think a lot of people for abortion rely on the Bible.
Oh.
So I'm saying, where does that come from? That people who kill should be killed? Except an opinion.
Well, I mean, I think it's probably because, I mean, like, if somebody killed somebody, obviously they're a danger to society. Therefore, why would you put them in a prison with a whole bunch of other people for which they've already killed somebody? And, like, when you could just, I mean, I don't know.
So, what if the baby is going to be handicapped all their life?
But how would you know the baby was going to be handicapped the rest of their life?
They can do those now. You can find out if a baby's going to have Down syndrome or has brain damage.
You can just do that?
Before they're born. Well, yeah.
Ha! That's crazy. I didn't know all that. That's pretty neat.
So, don't you remember? What was the story not too long ago? I forget what state it was where they made the mother carry the baby to term, even though the mother was dead?
Oh, like Texas or something? I don't know.
On life support?
And then the family got mad or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this story. Okay. Yeah, I was just making sure we were talking about the same one. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you got a little upset there.
No, I'm not upset.
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember us talking about it, but I don't see...
It's a little obtuse.
Well, I mean, I think... I mean, how long did they have to keep her on life support? Months?
It was a while.
I think if the mother's dead, I guess then you...
No, we're talking about consistency here. That was a story from months ago.
Okay. You brought up the story from...
I did. We don't have this trouble in the morning. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just, I didn't do anything. Maybe it's just because I sat at home and then...
Your brain froze.
Yeah, I guess. I also went to Iron Chef before I came here.
Oh, that could do it.
Yeah, could have.
No, I'm just talking about consistency. That's all the Pope is saying. That if you're going to be consistent, if you're going to make statements, be consistent about them.
I think they feel they're consistent about them.
Right, but I think it's hard to explain to people. I've always felt that people did not like explaining that. They don't like to explain why they're pro-life and why they're for the death penalty.
I think I haven't. I think I just did. I mean, I didn't explain it like...
Right, but it doesn't make any sense to a normal person who's listening to that. That every life is worth it, every life is a special life, except if you kill somebody. Who's making that judgment? Human beings.
Yeah.
So, you can't say, well, abortion's okay if there's rape and incest.
Okay, so if they're going to use the Bible, okay, so it's about the Bible then.
Well, it's the Pope.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, you got me there. Yeah.
This is where I think you're missing it.
I didn't put it together. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess in that sense it makes sense. I mean, you know, an eye for an eye and the world goes blind and all that.
So I think that's what the Pope is saying.
Then
here.
Yes, I guess if you're going off of biblical stances, then it's backwards. They shouldn't be killing anybody.
Right. So that was his statement.
Okay. Well.
So you're on board with that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're going to use the Bible to justify things, then do it right.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, this was an interesting, this Bad Bunny thing. I did not realize how upset people were that he's doing the halftime show.
There are a lot of people upset.
Yeah, well, one of them is Homeland Security Advisor Corey Lewandowski. He said he's not happy about Bad Bunny at the
sure
Super Bowl.
I'm pretty sure the entire Trump administration aren't happy.
Well, he said he's not happy about it, and it's too bad. He said it's too bad they picked someone who hates America so much. And then he also made some comment about that ICE could be at the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean... now, my mom... I don't know. Somebody in my family. I was at my mom's house the other day. And they told me that that he has, like, a tour, like, a world tour going on, and he's in, like, I don't know what all countries, but the United States is not one of them, because he felt that if he went to the, because he sings a lot of his songs in Spanish, he felt that if he were to do a concert in the United States, ICE would show up and raid the concert.
Maybe that's why he said this.
Now, fact check that for yourself. My mom told me that, so.
Well, could be. I mean, I think that's what the connotation is here. I think Bad Bunny has said, don't come to the Super Bowl.
Don't come to the Super Bowl.
For illegal immigrants.
Oh, well. Fair enough, I guess. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the halftime show at the Super Bowl. I can't imagine people are this upset about it.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, people have been upset the last couple of years, I think. I mean, like...
It hasn't even happened.
What?
The show.
Yeah.
They asked him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to do it.
Yep.
Okay. Why is this a political thing? It's a halftime show at a Super Bowl. It's not a political rally.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't usually watch... I mean, everybody usually watches the halftime show. That's what everybody usually sticks around for. I don't even watch the halftime show. I use it to get, like, food and stuff, because I could honestly care less about the artist up there, except last year.
I don't watch any of it.
I wanted to watch Kendrick.
I cannot watch any... I didn't understand that, because the next day I did watch the halftime show, because it became such a big story.
The Kendrick? The Kendrick one?
Was that the one where he was...
Last year?
Was that the one about... going at somebody.
Yeah, Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't understand that. Don't understand it.
Oh, I know the whole controversy.
Yeah, but a normal person wouldn't.
Yeah, I know, but that's why...
He brought his, what, ex-girlfriend up there?
Yeah, but, like, nobody...
And she was doing, what? She did something.
I don't know.
I forget. Some kind of dance. I thought that was so odd.
I just remember that. I mean, there were a lot of things. It was funny.
So what's the controversy?
It's dumb. I mean, it's like Drake has the ego, an ego the size of like a pebble, or no, I guess the ego the size of like a boulder, but like it's really fragile. So like Kendrick was in a song with some people, and in the song, he said that, screw the big three, it's just big me. And Drake got upset with that because Drake's a big crybaby, so he made a diss track, and then Kendrick made a diss track. And by the way, I mean, it went back and forth. I mean, I don't know how many diss tracks there were, but Kendrick absolutely slapped Drake. So Drake was at the Super Bowl, and the entire time at the halftime show, he was on his phone, didn't look up one time.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, that's about it. I mean, it was all over.
So why was his girlfriend out there? His ex-girlfriend? What was that about?
Because it was just a jab at Drake.
For what? Because he's got a fragile ego?
Yeah! Because he took a shot at Kendrick for what Kendrick felt like was nothing. So now Kendrick just upped it.
And well, what happened with that in the last year?
I mean, Drake there was actually something that happened. Drake, funnily enough, Drake sued Kendrick because Kendrick, or because the label that Kendrick works is signed under, Drake was accused of payola is the term, like pay for play, basically, paying services to boost it in the algorithm, which that. I don't. They did not find any evidence for. But by the way, if they did find evidence, it would have been a big issue for Drake because Drake is signed under the same label. So if they found payola for Kendrick, Drake is one of the biggest artists of all time. So if they payola'd for Kendrick, the odds they payola'd for Drake are like infinitely high. So it would hurt Kendrick in the end, Drake in the end, anyways. But yeah, Drake lost the lawsuit. And then he got dunked on even harder.
This is an interesting story. See, these things... I don't understand why anything...
I mean, it's not relevant. I mean, it was just funny. I mean, Kendrick absolutely...
But who cares?
A lot of people
care. They're fighting over words? Okay.
Yeah, it was just a rap beef.
Okay.
Just a rap beef.
I don't know. Well, I guess they've got another controversy this year.
Well, this one I think is a little bit more a little more complex.
I don't. Is it because Bad Bunny does not like Trump?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure Bad Bunny doesn't like Trump. I mean,
what kind of name is that, Bad Bunny?
I don't know. I mean, they people call themselves bad a lot of things. So, I don't know.
He's very popular, I understand.
I don't listen to him.
No, I've never heard anything he did, but I hear he's popular.
He probably is.
Well, they want him at the halftime show.
I mean, yeah, fair enough. I mean, they don't let just anybody at the halftime show. Which doesn't make any sense. Why do they do the halftime show? They don't get paid. It's just a big advertisement, I guess.
Because it's become a prestigious thing to do.
Like doing the White House thing. Do you get paid for the White House? doing the White House at the inauguration?
I don't know, but I don't think anybody'd say no if they didn't.
Fair.
Unless they didn't like the person.
I mean, you know, even if I didn't like it, like who it was, I think I'd probably say yes. I mean, you know, it's the president of the United States. You gotta do that.
I don't know. I think it's
a once in a lifetime offer.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to do it, I guess.
I mean, if you don't want to do it, I guess then don't do it. But that's rough.
Well, there are things I wouldn't do.
Once in a lifetime offers.
Yeah. Just if it had something, if I thought it was gonna be bad.
If Donald Trump asked you to open, or you know, come, I don't know, say a speech or something at his inauguration, would you have done it?
No.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't do that for any politician, because then they think you're a member of that party.
I mean, you don't have to be in.
What are you gonna say?
I don't know.
You have to say something nice about the person.
You're not a performer. I mean, you can't get up there and like sing and dance. So like, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you could, I guess, but I mean.
I mean, you can honor somebody. I would go to a politician. Well, last night we did the Mary Ellen Withrow thing, but I, if you noticed, did not give a speech. I did not do a section of the program where I paid tribute. I thanked her for being on the show a lot, and I showed the fun that we've had on the show, and I said she was a nice person, but I didn't talk anything about her career.
There were a lot of people who talked about her career.
Well, yeah, I think that was the majority.
Yeah. I told one story about her career.
That's why I say there are just certain things I think. You know, you can like a person. I like most. I cannot think of a politician that I've met that I don't like. That's why when people say.
I was just about to say the same. There's not a person I think I've met for the radio station that I've disliked.
Well, that's what I say when people say they don't like people. I don't. Like, nobody has any. Like, Adam called in and said Amy Acton has no redeeming qualities. Well, I don't know that.
Yep, never met her.
I mean, I assume everybody's got some redeeming quality.
I assume most people are nice people if you met them.
Yeah. So, their political stances might be odd at times, and they might say things that are odd at times. People might get involved in controversies, but that's okay.
I don't think people understand how to separate. I don't know if understand's the right word. I don't think they know how to separate the policy from the person. If you dislike the policy, they dislike the person.
Well, I can see if you were in that field why you wouldn't like it. But
why you wouldn't like the person?
Yeah, if they did something that you felt was wrong. It's hard, I think, if you are a politician and you think somebody is a nice person, but they are racist. I think that's a hard pill to swallow. If you think somebody is sexist, that's a hard pill to swallow. They may be nice to you, but if you believe that they're sexist, anti-Semitic, racist, that's hard to say, okay, I don't think you're going to think that that's a good person. I was talking about this earlier with Pastor Whitaker. I think there are lines too far for people. Okay, you're good to me. I like you. But where is the line where you go too far? Where have we jumped over it?
When you kill somebody. No killing.
Well, maybe. I don't know. People's lines are in different places.
I don't know. I mean, I tend to get along with everybody, for the most part. There are very few people I've met that I didn't
get
along with.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel, I mean, I have heard the argument made many times, that if there is nobody, if people who aren't impacted by something never speak out, it won't change. And that's probably true. That's when things start to change, is when people who aren't impacted by it.
Well, the majority of people aren't impacted by things.
Right. And that's why you need that group to say, it's not happening to me, but I think it's wrong.
Well, I mean.
So if people don't do that, then things don't change.
Anytime the public rallies behind something, change seems to happen. I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Right, but if the attitude is passive, like you said, it's not affecting me, don't worry about it, then nothing changes. That's why I think we live it. You know, there are certain things today that people accept because people are for it. And now people in the current, you know, I don't even know what the generation it's called, but what is the generation now called?
Like the one after me?
Yeah. No, this one. Yours and
mine. I think we're. Are we Gen Z or are we Gen Alpha? I think Alpha's after mine, so I think I'm Gen Z. I think after me is Alpha.
I don't think it's. They're not active. Everything's okay. Everything's fine. If it doesn't bother me, don't worry about it. Now, there were other generations were very, very, very active. And that's when you had a lot. I mean, look, it's very interesting. The civil rights movement, the women's movement, Anti-Defamation League, those all came about similar in time, similar time frame. There was a very active culture. And then there became a very inactive culture.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
it's only gotten worse.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Do people just not care?
Well, I think that there's just more distractions than there used to be, and people, yeah, they just lost interest. They don't see the importance.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I mean, the complaint you usually hear is that nothing ever changes, anyways. Like that's the reason a lot of people claim they don't vote, because you know, it doesn't matter who you put in there, nothing changes.
Well, I don't think they can argue that after the last one.
I mean, that's been their argument, not mine. I've voted in every election I could.
I don't know. Like, last night gives me hope.
Besides the first one, actually. I didn't register in time for the first one, now that I think about it.
I know.
Every other one.
Last night gives me hope because, you know, I don't think anybody was offended. I don't think. And yeah, you had Democrats, you had Republicans.
Not to my knowledge.
And people were saying some pretty pointed political things as the night went along. But I don't remember anybody getting offended by anything.
No, everybody, and if anybody did, they were a good sport about it. They certainly just played right along. So, fair enough. Played well. Worked well.
You know what's interesting? Now, I do remember, we were talking about Mike Larson's comedy set last night, which was a little hard room for him.
Yeah.
But you know something I do remember that he said last night? Because he threw me in a lot of his jokes last night, I think because it was safe. It wasn't a political joke if he was saying something about me. But he said that I find something to like about everybody. And he said that before on the show. But, you know, but people think that I'm negative about people. So, I don't know. Two different perspectives, I guess.
People feel that you're negative about everything?
Well, they think I'm negative about people. And Mike, his perspective is that I can find something to like about anybody.
Well, I mean, I think everybody's got likable qualities. I think it's just sometimes the dislikes outweighs the likables. So,
well, if I dislike somebody, I don't think you would know it.
Oh, I'm with you there. There are a lot of people I dislike who genuinely think we're friends.
If you like somebody, though, it's hard to hide it. You know, if you like somebody, you can't fake that. You can't fake liking somebody. You can be indifferent with somebody. You don't have to show that you dislike them. You don't have to call them names or anything like that. But it's hard to show. It's hard to hide genuine affection for somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's probably true. yeah, makes sense.
So the point is, I don't understand why more people aren't trying to find things they like about people.
Well, I mean, I think eventually you just kind of get used to people and then they're not so bad because you know what to expect from them.
Maybe.
But, I mean, I think I'm indifferent towards most people.
I like most people.
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess. I mean, like, if I see people, like, if I, like, most people I see, like, I'll talk to just fine, you know, friendly. I enjoy talking to them, but then, like, if I don't see them, I mean, I don't.
I really cannot. I've said this before. I can't think of anybody that I dislike.
Think of somebody I dislike.
That would be a hard road to go down.
I'm sure I could think of somebody if I tried hard enough.
I don't know. There's just nobody that I would think hard. Nobody who has done something horrible to me. I can't think of anybody.
Well, nobody's ever done anything horrible to me, but there have been people who have done... Yeah, see, as soon as I was about to say, I can think of a few people I dislike.
Well, see, there you go.
I can think of a few people I dislike now. There have never been anybody who've done anything horrible to me, but there have been people who've done horrible things to people I know and, you know, my friends.
Ah, see, there you go.
I dislike those people.
That's like standing up for a group that has no impact on you.
So...
That's activist. Maybe there's hope for you yet.
That's good.
You can have a little bit of activism in there. We're going to take a break. We've got much more coming up in the next hour. Don't go anywhere. You're tuned into WGH Talk. Go get the cheese dip, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity.